Yes, Ease the Burden's main job is to teach kids community service. It's as simple as that. We want to teach them to give back to their communities, and that can look like many different things.
Well, some students were recently planting seeds of cooperation. I read about it in Town Lively. Tell us about that.
Yes. So I'm in the Pequot Valley School District, and we have Paradise Elementary and Salisbury Elementary. Well, Miss Anita Gervin is a teacher at Salisbury, and every other Wednesday, she has a garden club called Gervin's Gardeners. And with help from Ken's Gardens and Ease the Burden, we were able to get some soil and some plants and even some PVC white piping, like tubes. They're going to grow lettuce in the tubes. And they also planted beautiful planters that are now in front of Salisbury Elementary. And the best thing is they're growing some veggies and herbs that the teachers and educators will, quote, purchase, I'm doing air quotes, that they're actually going to give to the factory, and then they can feed folks at the factory.
Oh, the factory in Paradise.
So it's Ease the Burden, Ken's Gardens factory. It's Anita Gervin's, Gervin's Gardeners all coming together and eventually helping our community. Plus, the kids are learning how to grow things. So it's just a whole bunch of folks learning all kinds of things and learning and helping each other.
Well, Ease the Burden is so much about kids.
It sure is.
And so where do we go for more information?
Yes, super. HelpETB.org. HelpETB.org. All kinds of information. We have a couple of pictures up there of some things and some community folks we've helped out over COVID, because we did get to do a few things over COVID. And you'll have to check it out there. HelpETB.org.
Now, one more thing about the gardening.
Yes, I'm ready.
Don't get discouraged, because I know with my garden, and by the way, I really did become a COVID gardener. I was a gardener before, but I got a little obsessed during COVID.
I have to say, the folks at Ken's Garden said they saw you frequently.
I have learned that maybe you have a plant that's not doing so well in one part of the house, and I moved it, and I am so excited because my rhododendron that looks so sick, and he does still look a little sick. But I added some holly tone and I moved it to another side of the house. It's actually blooming. I mean, in 2 days, it started blooming.
Yes.
So it still looks a little sickly.
Give them a chance. Give them some time.
I know sometimes we need to fertilize, or maybe too much water, not enough water. Maybe it's the soil. Maybe it needs shade. It doesn't need shade. Too much sun. Sometimes it's just figuring it all out.
It's such a learning curve, but that's what's fun about it. You know, we're blessed with the internet, and there's lots of knowledgeable folks out there, or your local garden center has lots of knowledgeable folks that they love what they get to do every day. They love plants, and they love to tell you how to take care of things. So reach out to your local garden center. Super easy. Lots of them have websites or email. Even give them a call, or just look it up on the internet. Google, why is my rhododendron turning brown?
Yes.
And they'll have advice and tips on how to bring it back to life and make it pretty again.
Ken's Intercourse, we welcome people to stop by and say hi to you today.
Yep, you sure can say hi to me. I'll be in the veggies and herbs. If you want to get a tomato, come find me.
And when can we hear you on the morning show next week?
I'm on the morning show with Fred again Monday morning. We'll bring you all the latest news, your weather forecast to know if you need to water your plants or not. And Fred and I are going to also say your birthdays. Don't forget, if you have a birthday coming up this week, don't forget to go to WJTL.com and put it on in there, because we'd love to say your name live on the radio.
Thank you, Mindy.
Thanks, Lisa.